everybody's here that's going to be here. So good morning, everybody. Hopefully you had a happy 4th and got some time with family and friends and maybe a hamburger, a hot dog or something. And thank you for coming back early. Some of you probably would like to have been where you were, but thank you for coming back. So let's get started. City picnic.
Do we want to have a picnic? And should we move it to the train side since the other two seem to be constantly underwater?
It needs pumped out right now on the other side. So.
Cool. I mean, I just think the snow that we have.
It's going to be pretty solid over there.
I don't know. Do you guys want a picnic? We've done them on a Thursday in the past. Summer's getting away from us, but you know, maybe even September picnic works too. But.
Is it a thingy?
It's not a requirement. We just usually have steaks and.
Everybody brings.
Yeah, the city provides the steaks and then the. Yeah, everybody else just brings whatever.
Okay. I like you. Department heads, are you good from here?
We could date.
Yeah, we're good with it.
You three are cooking again?
Well, he's the chief now.
Yeah, you gotta cook. He's got
the sweater. Yeah, maybe we don't have steak. Maybe we just have Terry to bring it.
No pressure. Yep.
Steaks are faster. Yeah.
Not such a commitment.
Oh, love.
Does anybody have one? Do you know your schedules? Anybody have a bad?
You can invite former Councilman Hart and Terry to have a cook-off.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the beneficiary.
You guys do jelly cook-offs too?
Yeah.
You do the fall. You're going to do it on Thursday, you're going to do it for any day.
What?
Thursday's a good game day for all. So.
We'll make it happen.
Well, July 20th, which is just too soon, that's in 2 weeks, we couldn't even get this stuff. And then that's long wire days.
Let's see, September. August or September.
Who knows, the park might be dried up by then. Maybe.
It might be dry by August, it probably be under snow in September.
Right, that's just it.
Well, it would be dry anyway.
Let's see.
September 14th? Does that work for
you? Well, then we combine that with my birthday then.
Oh, good.
Why would we not?
The first day of the old mayor, man. Birthday party?
My birthday is the 13th.
The 13th? Oh, we'd have to have cake then.
No. I should have kept my mom.
We have candles at the fire department on standby.
That wasn't flavors. Might have a mass shooting or something.
Okay, we'll start with that. If things change, that gives us time to a couple more meetings to work out.
Yep. City County float.
You want to have a float this year?
I must say no.
No?
No.
Do you want to do your own float? Why don't you tell me?
No, I just want to watch the parade from the sideline. I think that was kind of a West thing. I could be wrong, but I'm not a big fan of riding down the parade.
No. Is this for Longmire Days or
for? This is for the
County Fair.
World's Fair.
My opinion has always been it should be about the kids, not elected officials waving at people. So I agree with Councilman. Camino, I don't think they need one.
Okay.
PD wages, I think that was.
Yeah. I shared an email with the group last week, I believe it was, and just had a phone call with Sheriff Odenbaugh, and he was discussing Chief's team salaries and things like that, and I think the Sheriff's Department has some jobs coming up open or are open, and He just anticipated that we probably have some Buffalo police officers apply for those positions, and Sheriff felt like we're putting Sean in a tough spot, limiting his salaries, and basically turning the Buffalo Police Department into training grounds for the Sheriff's Department. And because we, you know, as you guys all know, we had this problem with the last chief and everybody else, but the benefit package and salaries are quite a bit better up at the Sheriff's Department. It seems silly that we're in the same building and competing for wages like this, but that's the way it comes down to. So I don't know. I went down this rabbit hole like a year or two ago. Is that Julie?
Yeah.
Just to see if there was an option or an idea to try and combine forces or do something with the Sheriff's Department. It didn't work out at that time, but we have a fresh round of minds in this room now, and I was just curious if we can maybe have a discussion as to see if there's anything we can do to maybe adjust salaries. Maybe they are fine. Maybe we agree as a group that they're fine, but
I have a plan that I've been working on that I'd like to present to the group that
okay.
I think will not only set us even with the county, but maybe even put us above, but also save us money.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could bring that spreadsheet
that'd
forward.
Be great.
And
yeah, that'd be awesome.
I didn't know about said phone call, so
I didn't.
He told me, he's like, Chief does not know about this. He just said, I want to give you a heads up because I feel like we're setting you up for failure. And
well,
I know Chief Carter struggled with that as well.
Yeah, and I will say, I mean, the good thing is we haven't lost anybody to the Sheriff's Department, right? So I think that says a lot about where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, I didn't have a dispatcher put in for that jailer position. But when we look at the jailer position, it's to the point where, and even Rod said this, that we're handling about 3-1. We handle, for every one of their calls for service, we're handling 3. And when we're looking at a $15,000, anywhere from a $12,000 to $15,000 difference in the starting wage, and it's almost 16 for dispatch,
oh.
And and they're sitting in the same building next door to each other doing it, I think that's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good thing is we haven't lost anybody, knocking wood that we won't, but when folks look at it and they see that difference and that disparity, they're going to, I mean, that morale is good, but I think morale only goes so far until we start, you know, and when will we have it? So I mean, I think that's a good thing for the last year and a half. I mean, we had a patrol position open. We had a young man go through, made it all the way to our psych, and then Monday I was told that he's not suitable for the road. So, again, it's not just a regular job where we can hire just anybody. Once we did find somebody that, I mean, he passed his poly, everything was good, and then now we have a site saying, no, he can't. So I'm going to reach out to him and see if maybe he comes into dispatch. What happens is they tell us whether they're hireable or not hireable, and then we get a report. We haven't gotten a report yet, so I don't know what the pickup was. But with that being said, that's what I think is so hard about the application process is we lose a lot of people right off the bat, and then once they get into the hiring process, it takes a special person to pass. Yeah, so... and then if I lose AJ, Susie retired, that would put me 3 down in dispatch. And so when we look at the wages and everything, when a dispatcher sitting there and sees that he can make $12 more an hour to start,
and not be a quizzy.
Yeah, it's hard.
Well, what did we do in the budget this year? Didn't we have an adjustment to police?
No, we just did 5% across the board.
And then the county came back with 7, I think.
Which is so frustrating because we sat in these meetings, we played our hand on 3 readings of the budget ordinance, and then they, as soon as it's passed, you get a phone call saying, oh, by the way, we're doing 7.
Mm-hmm. It's part of the course from Oklahoma.
I mean, that's the problem that needs to be solved. If we're going to work together.
Yeah, and like if we can, I mean, it's just, we're so, it's, I don't know. And that's why we tried the CERT thing and just trying to close that gap. But the problem is that gap is still pretty. I mean, like, I mean, I was frustrated, and AJ had a hard time coming to me and telling me, but he's like, you know, brand new baby, got one coming. It's just everything is so expensive. I mean, it's hard to tell somebody not to go for a $12 more an hour raise, regardless of how much they love it here, you know,
right?
And that's the problem. But with that being said, like I said, as far as officers, I've lost two, and that's been to other departments, Casper and Gillette. So,
yeah.
You know, the officers haven't jumped ship. But, I mean, I was going to tell you in my report that, you know, Bellis and
Carswell, they just challenged the academy last week, so now they're professional peace officers. Mm-hmm. So we just sent them through, and they could say, well, I'm a professional peace officer. If the sheriff throws me maybe $10 more an hour to work a better schedule.
Right.
So I appreciate you bringing that up, but yeah, that's kind of where we're at with that. Okay. So, I mean, morale is good. The department's in a good spot. It's just, I can do everything, but I can't compete with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that the sheriff's department has a lot of open positions.
Well, that says a lot about us, but I just don't know how long I can hold on. So
what's the plan? You're going to have a meeting with who? You said you have a...
Yeah, can I present it like at our next work meeting and explain
absolutely
the benefits?
All right, let's make sure that's on there.
Well, yeah, at council meeting, it'll be at the next department meeting?
Yes.
Okay, first.
It should be a work meeting.
Okay.
Is it something you want to have a special meeting with them?
No.
Okay. Just throwing it out there. That's always enough. Anything else, Kelsey?
No, sir. Thank you.
Animal shelter agreement. This is probably why I don't feel good.
So I was just wondering if anyone's heard back from them. They had a meeting June 26th.
I have not heard a word from them.
So we boosted the budget, we boosted it by $2,000, but there's no sign of payment, so we aren't writing any checks yet until...
I have not heard from anybody.
Can we reach out to them?
Would you like me to? Yeah. Okay, so I won't necessarily have it on the agenda tonight unless I hear from them today. But
anything else about puppies and kittens and cotton candy and fluffy clouds? Nope. Great. Major capital construction projects.
Do you guys have any updates?
This one. They're just waiting for the concrete to set up over here on this one. It can be open, I think.
Yeah, brakes are looking good. I think they're starting on this, on the sports floor side. They're starting back up on it today.
So yeah, did they do over here, or just the first down from
the first one? Then they're moving to that one.
From the post office to Crazy Woman Square.
And on that one, where are we with all those combined sewers?
As far as the sewers, we went in, we tried to camera that line and find out who had what where. Well, in trying to do that, what we found is that we couldn't get up the line. Well, with not being able to get up the line, evidently there isn't much coming down and there somebody would be backing up. So what we decided to do is there's a manhole there that's in really bad shape, and that's the one that we can't get up. So we've actually got our ring, the city does already. So we're going to have them put that in there, replace a little bit of line, then try to get back up there, back up the line, replace a stub piece out each end of that manhole, and then try to go back up it and see if we can determine if there is actually anybody feeding into it. But what we're thinking is that maybe there's not as many going in there as what we anticipated. So maybe it's a non-issue, because if there's nothing coming out of it, what was coming out was all clear water.
Right.
People would be backing up, so and they're all, so maybe they already addressed it, going different directions. And then, in looking into it, there was a few options to do that, and some people may have done that already. But you know, businesses have been bought and sold, and you don't know who's done what when, so it's kind of hard to determine. But that's where we're at on it.
All the years I've been here, there's only been one guy that's been backing up, and that just started in the last few years.
Does that mean the change order of $110,000 goes away?
Yeah, well, we have...
Maybe.
Yeah, if we don't do the line, we won't be doing that. Yeah.
That would be good news. Mm-hmm.
If it isn't solved and they put the pavement in, and you have to go in there and fix it, you have to tear off the new pavement.
Some of it would have to come out. Yeah, if it had to go that way. But like I say, there are options. The stuff that's on the west side of the alley could possibly go to Western.
Yeah, to go up to Western.
And a lot of the stuff that's on this side, some of that's already been changed and goes to Main Street. So, and, you know, that's why we were trying to address this now, trying to figure out what it was before we did the paving. So, but if we determine that it's not really being used, then there's no point in fooling with the line.
Makes sense.
Any other
topics? This isn't really anything to do with that, but we did have last week had a 5-year inspection on the Tyack dam with the state engineer's office, and he was actually said, as far as dams that he's been in and looked through, he said ours is in really good shape. Haven't got the official report yet, but there's a couple items we're going to have to address, just some ceiling and little concrete smalling we'll have to repair, but other than that, it's in pretty good shape.
That's good news too. So,
mm-hmm. A lot of water in all the bad Sunset Avenue, where are we at with that? And the reason I ask that is, you know, full disclosure, I went to my bank and my banker said that they want to look at replacing their sewer lines when that project's.
It's not going to get bid out till next spring or this fall.
Yeah.
That's good. Just so I can tell them.
Yep, there's still time.
Because they want
to. There's a lot of people want to get their services done up there, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's open, so. I don't know if there's a neighborhood meeting or whatever for those folks.
Have we advertised that? Well, whoever. No, we haven't advertised that one yet.
Who's got her money for it? Or advertise to the homeowners that if they want their sewer to get in touch with the city, or do we need to send a letter, inform them that it's an option so we can get them on the table early?
Well, we won't do the private sewer.
No. Whoever's coming through there, the contractor would.
Or just let them know that.
The private sewers up there need to be replaced. There's a lot of trees in that street.
Yeah. That's an old schedule.
And Erie and Delaware, that'll go
after.
What did he tell me the other day? Delaware, what did he say was going to start that? Or Erie?
So, Farnham's the contractor.
Yeah.
And they have to finish the alley.
Late September.
September, I think is what they were telling me. Then we'll start with the worst street up there, which is
Erie
up there, so. And then if it does get too late, I guess we'll just leave the other one be till.
I got a couple things I want to throw out. Our ordinance for warranty, you know, anybody does warranty work in this town only gets 1 year. Everything that ever fails in this town is underground, water lines, sewer lines, whatever, is either a year and a half or 2 years. I mean, it's further than a year because it takes the ground that much time to settle. And we've been fighting with everybody that's put water lines in, sewer lines in, it don't matter. Anything that's down deep, a year is not enough. It needs to be changed to at least 2 years
on that, and maybe even longer on boring stuff.
Yeah, anything that's bored.
Because we've had numerous problems with that also. I mean, bore through sewer lines, so 5 years later it becomes a problem. But it happened right then, and they can get away with it because you pull out of the ground and don't see nothing, and until tree roots start growing into the hole, and you know, 2-inch hole through a pipe. So,
what do other communities do?
It's the emergency overtime. This drives me nuts, and it drives the crew nuts. All right. And I know how it's wrote up in there, but say a guy has to go to the dentist because he's got a toothache or he's got to get a cold or whatever, but that night he has to go out and rot a sewer because there's poop coming out from his basement. So do you consider that emergency overtime, or you just consider it time?
Normal working time.
I mean, if there's some, what would you do if it was your house?
You can send an emergency.
Yeah, it's an emergency. Get your butt up here. Let's get it done.
So that, or if there's water blowing out of the ground somewhere. Either of those can be an emergency situation.
It's an emergency situation. It has to be done at that time.
Right.
Well, the way it's rode up in there, if you don't have your 40 in, you don't get it.
No, that's not true. The overtime is you have to have 40 hours. Emergency overtime, here's where it's gotten confused. We addressed this a long time ago. I think Dennis was here even back then. This was before Ben. It was, we had something, somebody was walking around by the school with a gun. And we called all the officers, everybody come in. Turns out it was nothing. The guy was just moving his gun. And he shouldn't have been anything, but it scared people. So we said, whether it's water that's running, I mean, and this is where we put it to the department head. If you determine that we're not going to let water run, or it's an emergency because, you know, whatever, you guys get to decide that it's an emergency. Les interpreted it differently.
Yes,
he said,
right.
If there's a holiday in the week, we're going to give them because they'll never get their 40 hours in. So most times, okay, you came in and you usually got your 40 hours in by the end of the week, so rotting that sewer, it was going to be overtime. But I think the way it reads is that it's up to the department head to say, I needed you to come in, it's an emergency.
It does say that.
Yeah. But I would hope we wouldn't abuse it. I mean, that we, there's things that, can a water leak run if it's gushing out of the ground? No, you've got to get in there. If it's something that can wait till tomorrow, you're not going to have them come in and work all night on.
No. I mean, because there's sometimes on a water leak, you can turn the valves down. And, you know, you're going to come in for a little bit just to get things down so it can be coming the next day to do it. So you don't have to do it at night. But, yeah, you're right. Les did read that wrong because I sat there with him a lot of times on that.
So the other thing is,
up to the department head to determine.
Well, and then I think when you're considering, when you're making that determination, you need to remember if it is something that they can just turn that valve down, they are getting on-call pay. I mean, they get paid the hours, plus they get additional money for being on-call during that time. So just because they had to come in and turn the valve down, I don't think that should be necessarily determined emergency overtime. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there, but still they had to come in. I mean, if they
hadn't been paid for it.
Right.
And paid extra.
I think I've only used it twice where I've had to call people in, and it's basically, and one was, didn't have the 40 or 80, but it's their day off when I call and say, hey, you have to come in, that they're going to get compensated that overtime rate regardless because it's their day off, right? And I think we had that discussion, Julie, and it was fine, and it worked out fine. Just I had to articulate, like, it's his case. He came in, we need a search warrant, we have to go get a gun out of the house. It's his case. He's got to come in. He has no choice, so, and he got paid for it, so. Right. But you just have to articulate, I think, that reason why
right. It's
such an emergency that they need to come in. So,
and another thing the guys have brought up to me, they wanted to know, the water plant gets $100 for coming in on, sewer plant gets $100, the city crew gets $50.
Okay. This wasn't anything
said, I know,
by
it's
council.
Just, they've been
this
bringing
set
it up to
by
me.
The department. So, yeah. I mean...
I don't know how to bring it up, but I think, you know.
Right. I mean, this was something that, whether it was Les or what it was...
It was way before me.
Yeah,
whatever.
What's his name? Burdelli?
And it used to be 25.
Yeah. I mean, somehow they said it. They must have decided that it's worth more that way. I don't know.
I just know that they all get 4 hours in a weekend, plus their 100... My guys get maybe 2, something to think about.
So are those all things in personnel man now? I don't think it defies the 100 versus the 50. Emergency overtime is defined that way. Now, and all of these things can be changed. I'm glad you're bringing them up because they are supposed to. I really think the on-call thing is a supervisor. I mean, if if you can get council convinced that, hey, we need to adjust that, sending, you know, Gomer changing the amount for the fire department guys, as long as it doesn't break your budget, you know, that on-call thing, I think that that really starts with the supervisor. That's doing your job.
Well, the other one was, like, the main guy, you know, he has to come in. He's got to come in on Saturday, Sunday, and everything. The other one, the water one, that's, you know, they just kind of sit around. They don't know if they get to come in or not. And they all, I talked to them, I said, hey, and they go, keep the water one at 50, the main guy at 100, because he has to be the one that, you know, his phone has to be beside his bed 24/7.
I think the way it's happened is that you just had a stronger person making the argument in your water or wastewater plant than your street.
Yeah, we know who that was.
Yeah. Squeaky wheel gets fixed.
So what's going to happen? Yeah. We'll make them all the same.
What are you asking?
I think that should be across the board.
Yeah.
Why should they be getting more than these guys want? You know? I mean,
that's not an ordinance, is it?
Plus, they get 4 hours every day they go out there. And 4 hours every day they go up there on Saturday.
They get three.
They get three, they get four. I've never figured that out yet either.
Well, should that be consistent?
Yes, it should be. And that is.
They say, I don't know what they do at either place.
Make them all three.
I know what the street crew does when they go down and check the parks and the bathrooms.
Yeah, because if city does too, we meet in the middle. Mm-hmm. Can we recommend that to department?
So all it will do, it'll be your three people at the wastewater plant. Mm-hmm. And it turned into four when a certain supervisor was out there.
Yeah.
Well, there's four people out there at all right now.
Which will change. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's things that will change, but yeah, it probably should all be the same. That's probably the way it should be. I mean, why, you know, if they end up needing to stay longer, well, they end up needing to stay longer, but as far as for there to be a minimum here or a minimum there, you know, or, you know, the maximum, if they need to work, then they need to work. If they don't, then they don't. So, whatever we do, we should make it.
What's the average time that they have to, like, when they come in on them for the parks?
2 hours.
A couple hours, yeah.
2 hours?
By the time they do all the parks, and then by the time the crows scatter garbage everywhere, they got to pick them up.
I mean, sometimes it's a little more.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's less, but on average.
Depends on how to use the bathrooms right now. Crazy Woman School Bear.
What's the average at the water treatment plant?
They get 3 hours a day.
Does it take them
on Saturday and a Sunday?
You know, and then
Then it's three.
No, at three. I didn't take it. He asked, does it take them that? No,
I don't know. We don't know.
I can't speak to that because I.
That's just the way they've got it set up. The sewer plant gets. They say they work 4 hours.
I just really think that this is. If the water and sewer plant are under the public works director, I think you need a public works director who says it.
Yeah. I agree.
That's the way it's been, so. And I'm not trying to short them guys out of hours. I'm just trying to.
No, but consistency is important.
Yeah, but gives you a headache of everybody. This one's complaining here. This one's complaining here. And
and that goes to morale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about? I'm
done.
Are you done?
I'm done. I sat around the campfire and thought about a lot of stuff. I was in my raincoat, my gloves on.
I think before we go changing the ordinance about warranty work and all that, we should see what other communities do, because your contractors are working in all the other communities. And do you know what Sheridan's?
I think Sheridan's is a year, but I'll bet if I call over there and talk to them, their headaches probably started a year and a half.
I mean, let's
it does.
Let's do some background.
Okay. But I mean, it does. It's usually right after the warranty's over with, the headache starts for us. All the time.
But, I mean, if that can save us money in the long run, that's really.
I mean, all the water breaks coming through the solar and shaders home. I mean, Some of them took like 3 or 4 years, but they're sitting on rocks. He had to bring his big hoe in because we couldn't get a rock out of there. But they let it settle. But it takes time for it to wear through. And when they're going to have somebody up there supervising and watching them backfill, they get away with it.
Anything else on major capital construction project update?
That I can think of.
Pardon me, it's Madam Clerk.
I have two things. One is just a kind of an announcement. Tom Berry, who's on the foundation for the hospital, they got some money to put AEDs in throughout the community, and in KC, they've installed two in KC. They have one at the fairgrounds, and they wanted one at Crazy Woman Square. I told him it was okay. He's going to put it in the family bathroom. Now, of course, it'll probably be stolen or vandalized or whatever that people do, and I told him about that, and he understands that with all of these that they're putting around town. But it's great that they're placing 9 of them throughout the community, and we'll
is
have them.
Well, no, because what good would that do? Right. It's in a lockbox.
It's so that the community can use it.
They just alarm them.
When they take them out.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
If they have alarms, that would make an audible alarm. But if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, who's going to hear the audible alarm?
Yeah.
I have texted you his number to follow up a few weeks
ago. Put it to the siren.
I tried really just to get a... Because we have a lot already and nobody knows where they are. Even us, we don't know where they are. I mean, we have our own AEDs, but I think it's important that if we do that, maybe give me a list and location so we can shoot that out through Facebook and whatnot so the community knows.
I think that's part of the plan.
So
it?
Can I give you Tom Berry's number?
Thank you.
Because he won't follow up with me where they are, but it would be great if PD knew.
Yeah, it'd be nice that everybody knows. And like some places, it's almost like a break the glass kind of emergency thing or something like that where it's somewhat secure or whatever instead of it just kind of being
might talk to Healy.
Yeah, because they're pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And then battery life and all that kind of stuff. I'm assuming they would
check.
I'm assuming Tom would probably do that.
Yeah, I think it's the foundation, the hospital foundation that's doing this.
Thank you.
Then my other thing is, and I appreciate all the feedback I've gotten from so many council members, I need some clarification on the budget. And I wasn't at the last meeting, but I know, did you announce the amount of the, anyway, the budget was $18,491,596. Then we added $2,000 to it for the animal shelter. And then, just in reading the minutes, and I think Deanna was unclear as I talked to her about it, the motion to, with the chamber and JCPA, to instead of paying JCPA, pay the chamber. And then I've reminded you that JCPA decided that they weren't going to take the 1% allocation, so it wasn't included in this. If the motion is intended that we bring it back, I've put this ordinance in the paper just so that we would have something that we could, it has to be published and then it goes into effect so that we can go to work, otherwise we can't go to work, you know, July 1st. Okay, I'll republish this, and I wonder if tonight maybe you should clarify, if this is the truth, clarify that we were adding back the $5,000 that JCTA no longer wanted for the chamber to run this.
I think that was the intent.
Right? Yeah, that was the intent.
Okay. And then, does it need to be the exact amount? Because it was JCTA had $5,127.50. Is that the amount that we're adding? Because it was a fourth of what the total cost was. Mm-hmm. Okay. One final thing. All of this has gone based on conversations. We never got anything from the city, a request. So, like with you guys, if I don't have an estimate or whatever, you're not going to get it paid. You know, I need some paper trail for the auditor. So I think the chamber should write a request, and I can follow up with Jennifer, but
Are you liking it?
Okay, if you would. We need a request that since JCTA turned down the funds and they're no longer going to collaborate on this project, asking for that. Because right now we're just granting giving.
I just did it orally, you know, using written writing, so that's not a good paper trail.
Right. I was just thinking for the auditor, he's going to go, now why did this change? What? So if you would clarify what the... Somebody tonight at the meeting that we actually added $5,127.50. $5,127.50, and that was added to it. I'll re-advertise the budget, and then I can sleep at night.
Well, that we had,
because there's definitely nobody watching audits.
No, I don't really see that budget. I mean, it looks to me like we did not deduct. In the reading of budget that we had, we did not deduct out of the 1% money, the money that JCTA declined. It looked to me like it was still there.
Okay, I can show you where, kind of where it fell out.
Well, I'm sure you're right.
Yeah, when they did that. So, which is, what's really sad though, is that now JCTA is sitting on their $5,127.50 that they had for this project. And I don't know what the relationship is with the Chamber and JCTA, but we're just trying to keep the keep the center open so that...
You put the motion together and then do it tonight.
Okay, yep. That's all I have.
All right.
Mr. Kerman?
No, did we get that letter complaining about mowing by the golf course, the golf board to me.
Yes, but...
that was sent to the golf board.
Well, it was sent to Adam. Adam's out of town, I think, until today, so...
Okay. Well, apparently someone got a call about that. The mayor got a call.
That's what we're talking about?
They're mowing at 7. Oh, that's so early.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I wonder how she liked the fireworks.
Oh, I heard her address come across.
That's all I have.
No comment.
That's all we want to say about that.
Yeah, that's all I want to say about that.
Nothing more from legal, about pre-legal.
Pre-legal. I just want to give you guys an update about last Wednesday afternoon, the call we had with the one dog. We had a call for... a female called, said she was basically being pinned on her property up off of Reno, and there was two dogs. I listened to the 911 call. She was frantic. You could hear the dogs basically sound like they were attacking her. Officer Valentine gets there, pulls in. The dogs retreat from her. They come towards him. He gets back in the car. He calls for a catch pole. The dogs are literally, he has his window down, trying to calm down. They're jumping up on his car. Well, he's in the car, so they turn to go back towards the lady that called. So obviously, he's got to get out. He gets out. They come at him. He has his Aspaton out, so he goes to a less lethal. Swipes the dog 3 times. The dog's still coming. He drops the baton, pulls his service weapon, fires 1 round as the dog is basically, I mean, the gun is practically in the dog's mouth. Shoots the dog 1 time, hits him in the jowl, ends up coming out the bottom. The dog runs. We recovered the round and the shell casing, so the round was completely down into the concrete. No, Officer Valentine did a really good job ensuring his backdrop and whatnot. We searched for about 5 hours. We found a small blood trail. We tracked it all the way down behind the moose lodge. Stayed on it for, like I said, about 5 hours. The dog owner ended up calling around 8:30, and the dog returned home. They were at the vet. We went. We took pictures. Basically, last resort, Officer Valentine did everything in his power to not have to do that. Unfortunately, it was required. The dog, we were in contact, obviously, with the dog owner. Had a meeting with her the next day. Ultimately, they ended up... it was... just soft tissue damage, but they ended up putting the dog down just because of, you know, what was going down. So I know there was a lot of misconception out there about what was going on. I had one complaint where somebody called and thought that the officer was just running around the neighborhood randomly shooting rounds. It was one round was shot into the concrete. We recovered the projectile. We recovered the shell casing all at the scene. It all was contained within that area there. So, obviously, Officer Valentine was very upset. You know, he didn't want to have to do that. And, you know, families there. Nobody was home, unfortunately. It was an accident. The door didn't get latched. The dog got out. That's how the dog got out. But it was on somebody else's property. It was very aggressive. So that's how that went down. So if you heard anything different, we had to make sure that through all our interviews and everything that we wanted to make sure that it was documented correctly. I mean, the week before, Officer Valentine and another officer were out at Glencoe and actually got a call for a welfare check. Somebody had a dog inside a house for months at a time, and would basically just take a bag of food, chuck it in the house, and destroy the house. So that gentleman was ultimately, you know, arrested and charged with animal cruelty and destruction of property. So, you know, we do care about our animals, and so, you know, it's tough when he's saving one and then has to do that. But so that's how that went down last Wednesday. I think everybody did a really good job. AJ did a phenomenal job in dispatch trying to keep the lady calm that called. She was older, and I mean, if anybody wants to come and hear those calls, I mean, to see what they deal with, I mean, it was, you know, gives you chills when you listen to it. So, so that's what happens. And if you guys have any questions about that, let me know. But that's exactly
what happened. The officer's got to learn to shoot better than you hear about it.
Well, it was funny because he was actually at the range that morning. Yeah, so. No, it was basically, it was amazing. I mean, how it just, I guess just the angle and the way that the dog's mouth was open, that's how that round went through. So, and then obviously when the dog retreated, it was, he's not going to be shooting as he's running away. So he did a very, very good job thinking outside the box in a very stressful situation. So he did a great job. That's all I have.
Terry. I talked to Brent, been over at Nelson about that water line easement. So now,
yes,
we do need it. We gotta have that easement. So I told him to get going on that plat and putting that on a plat, and then sending that to them, the state for
the state. It's been at the state for 4 years.
Yeah,
or 5 years.
Yeah, I can't remember. Nelson didn't do that engineering, so they didn't actually on that one. So they weren't the ones to do it, but. They're going to do it now.
Now where is the easement exactly?
That's the one up by the veterans home there, going across there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it is, I guess he talked to Les on it, and yeah, we absolutely, I guess it'd be prescriptive easement at this point, I would assume the water line. Right, but we might as well go ahead and file.
Ben had sent a request to the state for an easement for this water line that goes out there in 2018, and we got a response this year.
And basically, it just has to be platted on a plot with the easement on it and everything else. So Nelson's, I told him, just get going on it because it's got to be done. The line's in, so
yeah.
Just get that paperwork done for us. Other than that, that's all I got.
So Terry, I took a tour through our industrial park.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a real thistle problem, and as we're asking other people to mow, is there any way we control our city property also? So,
yeah, the wastewater boys spray out there. They have a sprayer, and they've been spraying. I'll check with Tori out there and see if they can.
I mean, there's thistles taller than I am.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the traffic in there and the kids, is there any way we could fence that off and allow someone to graze it so they'd be helping us?
There's no grass in it, though. It's all weeds.
It's all weeds.
Put goats in there.
Yeah,
that would be the only thing to go in there.
City goats. It's bad, though.
Oh, it's really bad. Especially this year.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
And the ground is, the terrain is rough enough out there that you really can't mow it either.
Yeah. That's
a problem.
Exactly.
It never got
It's just spoil piles.
Yeah. Well, it is, and it looks really, I mean, if it's a jewel and we're trying to promote it, it's not attractive.
Not at all.
Right. No.
I don't know if we can
Did it take some equipment out there to do some dirt work, or?
It would take a lot. It would take bigger equipment than what we got.
I mean, if we were to do that, I mean, we'd have to, the thing would be to do is, well, the dirt, it should have been put in to start with, because now to run scrapers across that, you know, if you want, some places there's a lot of dirt, some places mm-hmm. there's none, but you're going to have to be caught crossing concrete. Well, it can be done, but, you know, running scrapers across concrete isn't the best thing to do. I mean, we can bridge it up and do things like that and make it work, but, you know, the best thing would be to do that is, if that's what we want to do, is probably bid it out to have somebody basically
finish it.
Reclaim it, you know, get it up to grade is what would need to happen.
I mean, this is all pre-me, so I don't know how much money was put in it.
Well, that's the reason why none of that got done, is because we ran short of money. Because originally, I think it was supposed to. It was supposed to be somewhat leveled back up, but everything else ran long. Rather than put more money in it, they just cut out the reclamation or leveling up the properties. So, yeah.
They end up hauling off all the old concrete structures?
There's still one concrete structure.
It was an ancient one they dug up. And it's,
yeah. Well, it never even got dug all the way up.
They were supposed to destroy it. And never did.
Yeah.
I agree. I think we need to, if we're going to do it, bend it out and get it fixed up nice. Other than that, Tori and them do a pretty good job of spraying out there. They have a sprayer on the back of the truck, and they spend a few hours spraying weeds around that place. So I'll talk to her, see if you can just ramp it up a little more, make sure they're all sprayed at the
well
time.
And with rain it doesn't help if you spray and then it rains. So I understand that too.
Right.
With kind of a ballpark, if you use a bit of that help. Any idea? Hate to even venture down that road.
$150,000 maybe? I don't know, $100,000.
Yeah, and I know we don't have that in the budget, but I was just trying to
look at my head.
City proper, and I've never been out there. And I've had complaints of kids drag racing out there. If there's any way to control that.
Well, we had it gated off at one time to keep people out of there. Well, then, of course, you're trying to sell it. How can you sell it with it blocked off? So we took that down. We had it barricaded for that reason. So we could put it back.
And that's, I had a caller call on that property. And so as far as that goes, our contract is up on that real estate deal we had. So it's not for sale now, or it is for sale, or how does that
it's
all?
For sale, we have to put it back up for bid.
I could come up with a little firmer number on that. I could do a little looking and then just, you know, let this, it costs a lot to move dirt this day and age.
Well, I think if we're going to do that, we should think about a gate. Mm-hmm. Something more
permanent and something that you can actually close.
So a realtor could get in there.
Put a lockbox on like the realtor.
I mean, something that would be
more of a fancy entry gate that we could lock and control it. Have it set up, yes. The fire department has a key or whatever. Yeah, they're all their common gates. You could
fire departments all have master keys.
Yeah.
The fire starts out there, let it go if you really want.
Yeah.
It's going to happen right now.
No, it's probably going to happen right now.
The fire use, I think, is the new terminology that they're using up all the time.
Is there any blocks in there that's ever been sold?
Nope.
Then my recommendation would be to declare the whole property surplus. Just get rid of it. Because nobody's been developing business out there in that place. So that's just, I don't know how that ever got started. I don't know how. I imagine it's one of those deals where the state had free money to pass out. So we took it.
I think so. That we accepted those grants, can you do that?
I wonder if the business council might come back and be like, we gave you $2 million for economic development, and now you are, but.
And there's some revenue recapture. If we sell it, we got to pay back the state.
Absolutely.
A portion of the money.
We'll declare surplus, give the whole thing to them. That way we're out of the blame.
But even if we sell a normal lot, we sell some part of it goes back to business council. Whatever, it's a certain percentage based on that.
More to come on that.
There's also a
house out there by the house we rented to Justin? Is it just vacant?
It's torn down.
Is that something that we could let the fire department?
Well, we looked into doing that once, and just burning it as it stood, but it's so close to them trees and that power line that we didn't want to burn it. I guess our option is now is probably knock it down. Maybe we could burn some of it in the basement that's there, but yeah, I mean, we have discussed it in the past.
What is being stored in there? Because every time I'm always
nothing now. They're in the old one.
In that old greenhouse is the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I just was wondering what we owned, so I was on a tour.
At the Hanson shed, that old gray house over there where Steve's got all this water stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one, though, that greenhouse, I keep getting people interested in fixing it up, but I was like, no,
it's really not repairable.
Yeah, it's got the kitchen is the old laboratory in there.
That's why we do need to turn it down so people stop asking, because what housing's doing, they think they can throw money at it.
They could throw money, but it'd be
$10,000 to get it livable.
Take the tractor up there and get rid of it.
I think that's the best option, knock it down.
Be fun. I got some frustration. I'll go out there.
Yeah. Well, we put the target up there.
Yeah. Made easier.
The greenhouse gone.
Do what? Yeah, I do even work. That's what we want to do. If we can get Dave, get it, whenever. You guys should come up with a plan to put Tori and those guys or whatever.
Yeah,
got anybody that needs training on the backhoe?
Just take the tractor up there and smash it.
You know, now we can load it up all over the burn pile.
Yeah,
that's what I say. We'll take some of it over there and burn the rest of it in the crawl space, just so we can be such a big
space. It's a big space.
It's got a basement. It's got a floor. It's not. It's
no, it's not going to be finished.
Have to.
Good training opportunity. Anything else?
No.
Anything more?
I have one more thing. So there's another round of ARPA funding. There's $15.5 million that we can, we'll submit our third project that we have been, that's the Main Street water line. We'll do that. I don't know if we'll get money for that. But we can add projects to it. So we're going to work on the storm,
North
Main Storm thing. Yeah. We're going to put that one together and submit it. We'll need a resolution for that. We won't do it at this meeting. We need to get our numbers kind of together. But they're due by August 3rd or August 4th, something like that. So the next council meeting, we'll have that resolution. And if there are any other projects that, you know, you could think of that we can do that, then there's also like a small pot, $5 million for any unfinished housing. I don't know the parameters on that, but $5 million across the state doesn't go very far, so I don't know that. I mean, you won't get much, but if there is something that we, if you think of anything, we've got to be pretty solid by the next council meeting. We've got to have at least the resolutions done, and then we've got. It's quite a lengthy application. That goes.
Is there enough time gap between when we meet and when the due date is?
Yeah, if they're due August something in our. Third meeting is
August 1, right? To the next.
Yeah, I'm saying our next council meeting. So by the second council meeting in, I see what you're saying. And then we also received notice that we got the sunset, you know, we finally got the paperwork. So just like we did with the remote read meters, it'll be before you guys to accept the grant award.
That was 2 point something.
Yeah.
I don't know that you got to have a plan for that housing one, because it sounds like Sheridan didn't. They got some the last round, I think, for that housing stuff, and then they put together a council because they got $2 million, and so they had to put together a council to decide what to do with this $2 million, so I don't know. I think you're either getting it or better if you have something in writing and you know what you're going to do with it. But I think their dilemma is now they put together just a group to decide how they got to do it, because they have to spend it by a certain time and to go towards something. But
form a new group just to spend money doesn't seem.
in talking with Jennifer Russell on the Wells project, she had also mentioned that the ARPA funds would might be a good way to get some money to finish that project, which has been an ongoing issue because, you know, the money that comes from them, of course, we've got to get a letter by September 1st to them requesting an extension, and still kind of working to resolve our situation with the present engineer on that, that trying to get some information and from them before we go take further action on that. But
so we could do both those projects.
But that would be a good, and then that money wouldn't be solely, you know, we wouldn't have to totally use it all on that project either. It could be used, you know, to do more than a little more, that it's a little more free to use, I think, than the money that we get from Wyoming Water.
Okay.
Money. From what she said.
And they have a number of what's left to do?
I'm still working on that.
We need an amount and what we're going to do.
Yeah, but I just thought I'd throw it from your talking.
Well, in that project, I think we're all sitting here going, what's left to do? What are we doing with it? What's going on? So let's figure it out. Let's get it done.
Have we done anything? Did we do anything last year on that project?
No.
I don't think so. Well, there's still a lot. We're going to combine the well, you know, pipe
that
the
was
wells,
here,
put up the well house.
It was started, what, four or five years ago, that project?
It's a three-year project that we're 5 years into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because of our lovely engineer.
But yeah, basically, just the wells need hooked up, trunk line run together, the water and a meter house, basically. Yep.
All the electronics that go with it.
Anything else we call it.
Yeah. Anything else? Scott?
The only I had was on the, I've received several calls on Northside Creek parking situation, and that one, and what I was under the impression that we talked about last meeting was just blocking off the one parking spot, 25-30 footer directly across from the alley. I didn't think we're blocking off the entire street. And the residents, if they've asked me, what's changed? What can I tell them that has changed that we had to suddenly stop using those parking spots that have been there for 40 years that I can remember? And I just tell the people, I don't know, I can't give you an explanation.
Historically, it was a fire.
There was no parking on that.
There's no parking there. Yeah. Okay.
And the other thing that I thought was that wall that they're parking on, especially at the...
Yeah, that wall
is
in bad shape.
It's not
bad shape.
Yeah. So I guess I wouldn't mind changing it so they could park from after the alley down.
They still can.
That way.
And
it's just a few spots right next to.
It's just
two or three.
100 feet.
They don't pay attention to the red paint or the sign.
No,
park right in anyway.
Yeah.
From Main Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have to have all of that for making turns, do we?
Well, I think part of the concern is that wall is like,
well,
somebody's going to drive off into the creek. Is that
all of that
retaining wall
that
by the creek?
The garbage truck can barely get through it when they're parked there, and they can't make the corner going into the alley because they're parked in the corner right there.
The one that talked to me said they always come in from the east.
They come in from Main Street.
They do.
They have had to come in from the east before because you couldn't go that way because
of the cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a one-way street. That's where you're supposed to
be. So they're going against
traffic. They're going against traffic
to get in there.
Yeah. They had because that was the only way they could get there.
It's both ways up to the alley. It's not a one-way street.
From the
east
side.
It's one-way
east
end. To the alley.
Yeah.
And it's two-way from the alley to Lobin.
Right.
No.
That's right.
We changed all that. When they changed the name, I thought it was all one way from Main Street to Lobin.
That's what I thought.
That's my understanding.
It doesn't say one way or
it's
not interim.
The only one way sign at the alley
is it?
B-
between out at the, on the main street side of the alley is a one-way sign. So if we need to, if we want to
do it on the other side, on the other end,
we need. Yeah. We just need to clarify. But I guess the condition of the retaining wall would be a good reason to eliminate parking there because of
safety concerns. But historically, that was a fire lane. I mean,
it used to be painted. It just been forgotten.
And then okay. Well, at least I got something to explain to him. Yeah, because that makes sense.
And I think it brings up, again, we don't have a parking problem. We have a walking problem.
Yeah.
Is there a way to make a quote-unquote loading zone during hours? Or does that just open up a can of
Well, Margo reached out to me about that. I'm like, look, I'm not, nobody's going to roll up and bang out a citation.
Like, right.
If somebody's there unloading their truck. Yeah.
Something, you know, like, I said, just, it's within reason, right?
If you're there 5 minutes, doesn't
look. Yeah, and you would.
I mean,
not going to be having any problems. I went down there one day, and there was no cars parked there, and you know, so and it, the signage is good. It's since you guys cut those trees back and stuff, it's pretty. I mean, you know, you can't sit by it. She's like, well, if I have all these boxes, like just park. Just know that if you have to move your car real quick, you have to, but just take a couple minutes to unload. Like, I'm like,
there's no parking on the bridge, and nobody tickets the beer truck when it parks there all day.
Julie, we don't ticket beer trucks.
So if she gets that's a beer truck,
paper cut here though.
Watching the movie, but that's been there forever.
Right.
There's the only places in Wyoming, anywhere where you make a U-turn on a state highway on a bridge.
Place
we made a lot of them.
We did. We made a lot of them.
And I've let the officers know, and they're using their discretion. You know, like because it is new, we're just trying to get it out there. That if you can move it, we'll try to go to move it. And so we're not sitting there hiding behind bushes waiting for right parking tickets.
Seems like they got to park right down by that alley. Right? It's the worst park.
Well, is there a way you could put up signs that would say no parking from 7 in the morning until 6 at night or something like that? Or,
I mean, that's not good. 2 is fire. Huh? That, like yep. Fire, trying to make that turn with an ambo or fire. A big fire truck.
Yeah, with a ladder truck, can you imagine?
Yeah, it wouldn't make it through there.
No.
Well, then, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, that retaining wall, right. Are we liable if we let someone park there and their $80,000 truck goes in the drink?
Yeah, that normal wall needs replaced from one end to the other.
It does.
On both sides of the creek, yeah.
No, they replaced the one over there when they redid the lot or the federal side. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of it's all in good shape.
Yeah, we just need to keep working on the Halda Creek in town.
Well, this one needs to place real bad. Well, and you could make it wider if you did. If you still brought that up, we could.
You could get parking there if you could widen it enough to. That plenty wide channel.
I mean, 3 feet would give you a lot. And you could almost get that out of it if you put a good retaining wall in there.
Then you'd have to cut down a tree and good lord. They'd have to go.
Is it a cotton one? It's okay.
We don't like cotton.
Don't do it at 7 o'clock in the morning.
By the golf.
We can play on new ones.
Anything else? No. Oh, I have Mike, that was what Scott wanted. I thought I was going to bring up.
Yep. Everything's been brought up.
Sorry, I forgot. Today I got, this was late Monday night. I got the message this morning. Baseball is, they're having a tourney there today from at 3, 2 games, 3 and 5. And they requested a street closure at Angus and Burke. They said a lot of these foul balls, kids are running out, not looking for traffic. Is there any way we can maybe get that somehow blocked off between
the intersection?
Yeah, I guess that's going to be difficult. But if we can get some barricades out there, I don't know how. I told him, I'm going
to you'd have to block it off with Western.
I know, all the way down.
You'd have to block off, yeah, that block of Angus.
Yeah.
So typically what we do, we make them ask council for that, but we also tell them to talk to all those business owners there.
Okay.
So I think if you want to grant it, tell them they better communicate with
right.
Yeah, was there three businesses in that building now?
I mean, this is like last minute stuff. Usually I know they get to come in and request it, but
And if the sun shining and people can get to the pool from there, they're going to be so mad.
Yeah, they're going to drive around the block.
One good day this week.
Yeah. I have no problem. Just call me later. Oh, we're going to do it. We can put it down here.
Okay. July 11th is the pool party for the community folks. I know the governor, Senator Barrasso, Congresswoman Hageman, Congresswoman Lummis have all been invited. I highly doubt any of them will show up, but they've all been invited. So it's the free pool day, hamburgers, hot dogs. Last year they had about 200 people. And it's like groups like CASA, and it brings awareness for human trafficking. And
I'm going to send all the emails I received through the website about closing the pool on the weekend. For the swim meet, I'm going to send all those people down to this free pool day.
Yes.
That's a day before my birthday, Mike. So.
And then just one other thing, we have posted the position of Public Works Director. I think you guys got all, so.
Did that post locally, statewide?
Yes, locally.
Just locally.
So, we have the two applicants. We'll need to
set up windows. Does it close? Is there
windfield?
Yeah. There deadlines down.
Yeah. We didn't put a closing period. Okay. We just have not. We advertised like 2 or 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
And
so.
I have one more thing. I've got a call from, we're meeting, well, planning and zoning, myself, the chair, vice chair, a group, Home Solutions, out of Missoula, Montana. They're looking at doing an affordable housing project, or applying through WCDA for funds to do an affordable housing project in Buffalo. They'll be here on the 11th at 10:30 a.m., and a couple of you want to sit in on that meeting. Talking with Tyler from there, he kind of laid it out to me how that all works and how they usually don't need anything from the city other than a blessing to fire that up. They really didn't rely on investors, and then the WCDA, it's a tax, basically a tax break is what they end up getting from the WCDA. And so then in return, they exchange that to the investor for the investment. And anyway, he had some really good information on how that all works. Makes sense to me now how those guys go about doing that. Mm-hmm. So if anyone wants to come at the 11th at 10:30 here, definitely.
Okay. All right.
Yep. That's all I got. I'm off on the corner.
Thank you.